Hello and good morning to my car. It's Paul O'Mahony leaving his house in Glenmire, Cork at 8:44, coming down the hill, Church Hill, turning right and heading towards Glenmire roundabout on my way to Douglas. In fact, I'm on my way to Black Rock this morning because this morning my daughter is going, instead of going to school, is going to a camp. I can't even remember what kind of a camp it is, but I know that it's taking place in another place which is not her normal school, and the reason for this is that it's half term in Ireland. This is the week that all the children are off school. I don't think we had half term when I was at school, but certainly they have half term here in Cork, and I expect that the traffic on the roads will be very light this morning, which is why I'm leaving at 20 to 9 in order to get there at 9 o'clock. Now, Grace, have you any idea what the camp is about? I don't think it's a dinosaur camp. I don't think it's you're going to be dinosaurs. Did you tell me last week that there was going to be drama? Mm-hmm. Is that right? So it's a drama camp. And
what is it?
Oh, it's not a drama camp. It's some sort of... thank you very much. I'm just saying that the car has let me turn right over the humpback bridge past the AIB bank that those of you in America wouldn't believe how twee it is. A small little place with a purple door. So yes, onwards and upwards, as they say. Drama camp. There was drama this morning in the house. So there'll be more drama during the camp today. And I have no idea, except that as a child, I was divided, our class was divided in two. To the right went all the people who went to drama, and to the left, and that includes Paul, are the people who go to elocution. Actually, I've just realised I got it confused. No, it was the singers who went to the right, and Paul who went to the left to elocution, because it was... impossible for me to join the singers. That would really have lowered the tone. So I never got to be in a choir. And just as well for all choirs. Although I have come across in my life people who say that everyone can sing. And that it's just a matter of saying to yourself, I'm a singer, and then you can sing. I've never subscribed to this point of view. But there you are. I'm still haven't had the experience of singing in a group. I do little bits in the shower sometimes. Now, the leaves are falling off the trees with gusto. If there was any wind, they'd all be blown away. Everything's turning very jaundiced. Lovely browns and ochre. That's a good colour, ochre. Yeah, I would say that the colour of the leaves on the trees might be fairly ochreish. So here we have traffic backed up onto the Kinsale roundabout as I turn right. And Grace, is there anything you'd like to say this morning?
No.
No, there's nothing that my daughter would like to say this morning. So I'm not going to put any pressure on her to say anything if she doesn't feel like it. She can speak for herself. As she always does. So that's it, folks. I'll come back to you a little bit later after we're closer to the drama camp in somewhere
not
close.
A drama camp.
Oh, sorry. After we're closer to the place which isn't a drama camp, close to Mahon Golf Course, a public golf course in Cork. Mahon Point, I'm corrected. Well, we've come through the tunnel and not much trouble with the traffic this morning, not surprisingly. I'm now passing a new way. I see Debenhams on the right, and I see right in front of me the National Software Centre. Now, the National Software Centre reminds me of Tom Raftery, who's in Spain. Hello, Tom. That's where I first met Tom Raftery, who once ran a training course on blogging that I went to. Very, very helpful man, I must say. Anyway, hello Spain. City Gate, a whole lot of business park centre here, and I'm just giving you a little bit of a description as I ride along. On the left hand side is a vet, a huge, enormous vet. And next to that is the CSPCC, Cruelty to Animal Protection people there. I've got no dog in the car with us this morning, and Grace is having a quiet little time in the back and relaxing, because we're going
I'm sucking my thumb.
Oh, did you hear that? She says she's sucking her thumb. She's practicing what it's like to be a baby, so that in the drama she can...
No, I am not!
Oh, sorry, that was just me thinking that you were sucking your thumb in order to remember what it was like to be a baby. Because babies suck their thumbs, don't they? In fact, they do a lot of sucking thumbs. Okay, we're following the signs for Mahan Golf Course. Come back to you when we get there.
Why?
Yes? Why? Because the place that we're going to is just beside Mahan Golf Course. We're passing Texaco and Mace here,
Mace?
Where they're selling diesel for 126 point something.
Dad, I think you got the name mixed up. Mace is at the bottom of our hill. You said Mace.
Yeah, but there could be more than one Mace.
What?
There might be a second Mace. Now, we're turning left here, hoping that we haven't made a mistake. Blackrock Inn, yes, I see it. Here we go. We're just about finding our way towards this public golf course. So here we are. I'll talk to you when we stop the car. Well, I got here. We got here. And I've left my daughter in a new place. And I've had a little bit of the same experience of anxiety about going into a new place as she had. It's quite good to be in touch with that, I find, to feel the same anxiety about, oh my goodness, what's going to be going on here? And who's in charge and what's the structure? But as soon as we arrived in the door upstairs, a child who she knows came rushing over, grabbed her and gave her a big bear hug. So at that point, I decided that there was enough structure in the place, and said cheerio, bye-bye. And I'll say the same to you. Have a really good day today. Bye-bye.